Tourette syndrome affects one in every 162 children and disproportionately affects boys and men. The symptoms typically manifest between the ages of 2 and 15, a crucial time in a child's development. CBS News correspondent David Bagnell recently opened up in an interview with People magazine about overcoming Tourette syndrome as a child. The Polk Award-winning reporter joins us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. Thanks a lot for talking to us today. So what are the biggest misconceptions that we all have about Tourette's?
You know, it's interesting, Rebecca, just listening to you read that. Sometimes I think I forget exactly who it affects. I got several messages, one of which from a woman last night who said, my daughter has it. In fact, a female colleague of mine today sent me a text message disclosing she's had it and she's an adult. Listen, I think some of the misconceptions are that, quite honestly, in the most severe case, that someone is on some type of drug. You know, the misconceptions, in fact, it's funny you're talking about this. Working for CBS News, I'm taking a unconscious bias training right now before we started this interview. And I think there are certain biases that we go into life with that makes us misunderstand that which is a symptom that a person has. Tourette's manifests itself in tics, right? So I have tics with my mouth and my eyes and my neck, and most of them are induced by stress. And what I found, and listen, my childhood was brutally painful because kids are not really empathetic, nor do they fully understand. And I remember being in fifth grade, and the teachers met with every student in the fifth grade to explain to them what David has. Then I appreciated it. Today, I feel bad for that little boy. But at the end of the day, when you meet someone who has it, and being that young people are most prevalent to have the tics, what I found is that young people really go through life struggling to explain what it is and prevent themselves from being bullied and made fun of when they're ticking.
Yeah, the same thing with stutters. You know, they also
sure.
go through a lot because
sure.
a lot of little kids will have that. And it manifests in different ways. I think one stereotype is that, you know, it's a whole guy on the corner who curses, who just uncontrollably curses.
Right. You know, I remember seeing an interview, and that's what the interview was about. This was probably a decade ago. And there was a man walking down the hall who was just blurting and throwing his hands up in the air, and he was undergoing a brain procedure to see if they could lessen his symptoms. I was blessed to not have symptoms that severe. Mine really are very manageable. I was on medication from about 2 to 20. I no longer take it. But mine still are present today. I was ticking earlier this morning. I'm more mindful of them. When I was a kid, my parents would have to, hey, David, you know, you're ticking. Oh, okay. And I'd stop it. But you can't prevent it. You can't stop it long term. It's always with me. But I've learned to manage it. I've learned to work with it. And for whatever reason, when I'm on camera, I never tick. I don't know why that is.
That's interesting. Well, thanks for sharing your story with us. We really do appreciate it. That's CBS News correspondent David Bagnell.